reading from Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, November 9th, 2022. It's the Prime Life Times in Review. And Marianne, we loved it last week. We had our beloved Rob Seidenberg with us. Well, now our second favorite, another favorite. A wonderful favorite is Dee Chesser, and I appreciate how both of them, during this month of Thanksgiving, I give thanks for both of them as they bring great humor and insight and talent and their gifts to our radio listeners. And Dee is such an encouragement, as you know, Marianne.
Oh, she is.
She comes in and she says, oh, the radio ministry is blessing so many people in the Prime Life Times, and I bring it to these folks, and these people give me good feedback. And did you hear that program? Oh, it's such a great pleasure to be a part of things. And so, Dee, you really help enhance this radio ministry, and thank you for your gifts and sharing them with our Prime Life Times readers and your great voice. Even when she prays, there's that cackle, fun laugh.
Oh, it's just like...
Can a cackle be a good... It's a good thing.
No, it's not the right word.
I know cackle's kind of a negative one.
Yeah, it
but
is.
It's a real sweet, fun sound.
Laugh.
Well, Dee just goes around the whole town doing well and good works. So, thank you, Dee.
Well, thank you. I don't know if I can live up to all that.
Yeah,
you already have.
Especially since I'm number two.
Oh, I knew... She'll never forget that.
Oh, well, here we are. It's another Wednesday, the middle of the week. A lot of things have been going on with the election.
Yes,
and
they have.
Results coming in, and there's some people happy, some people sad, and we pray that we can be that healing balm just to get our eyes and attention focused on the Lord, on what he wants to accomplish through the broadcast, through your life today. Be an encouragement.
Yes.
Live beyond maybe your own expectations and trust that God will use you to be an encouragement person to somebody around you today.
Yeah. God bless America.
Amen.
Amen. I'm reminded again and again and again that God does not waste anything. That has just meant so much to me in the past couple months. And I think especially today it's true. God doesn't waste anything.
Oh, he doesn't.
He uses it all.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, he's used you writing articles, especially this one titled, I Fall for Fall. I told you beforehand, I would think of that, you know, he screams, I scream, we all scream for ice cream, and I was thinking, I fall, you fall, we all fall for fall.
We all fall for fall, we don't just fall.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not a literal fall.
No.
Especially at my age.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I often pray every day, keep me upright, Lord.
Oh.
In more ways than one.
I knew that was coming. That's a great thing. Keep me upright on my feet. Okay, so this is on page A2 of the November edition under the Lifestyles category, and it is Dee Chesser's monthly article, which you're just doing great with these. So
Dee, you're number two again. You didn't make front page. You're now A2.
Oh, that isn't fair. Rob's not on front page either. That's not fair.
Oh.
Okay. You're number one, Dee.
It actually is okay.
I know. Okay, so go ahead and read.
All right. I fall for fall. I love spring, and I love fall. But since we are in the midst of fall, I will have to say it is my favorite season. I will probably say the same thing for spring when it rolls back around. And I really love being in central Illinois.
Wait.
I know.
Read that again.
I really love being in central Illinois.
Bells and whistles, red letter day.
Wow.
Carve it in stone.
May never hear it again.
I got to write this date down, put it on our calendars.
Enjoy. It isn't going to happen again. Of course, its greatest asset is my kids and grandkids. But in addition to that, fall is so long and wonderful here. It makes this a fantastic place. Several days before official fall, my abode sports full autumn regalia, much to the chagrin at times of my grandson Cole. I like to put out my pumpkin decorations in mid-September. Cole, kindly but under protest, carries all the tubs in from the garage while under his breath mumbling that the decorations shouldn't go up until October 1st or later. I don't agree because, again, this is one of my favorite seasons.
Again?
Summer is okay, but I don't like the intense heat. Winter is not okay, even though it is so mild here compared to where I come from.
Now, where is that, Dee? Where do you come from? Where is that special place?
Next line says, you know where that is. Yes, I am from Minnesota, land of 10 to 20,000 lakes. Those of you who know me have been known to tease me about the way I talk about my former state, place, not attitude. Anyway, I am now ready for fall. Okay. I do hope it is long and beautiful and mild. I remember that in that place, you know, Minnesota, we could often be skiing by October 15th because some of the ski areas made snow for one run as the nights were so cold. Of course, not so in central Illinois, where there is a major lack of hills, but I won't mention that, along with the lack of natural water, lakes, creeks, etc., which I won't mention either. Looking at something more positive about here, how about Yoder's Kitchen?
Woohoo!
Fall is the perfect time to visit.
I was down there a few weeks ago for that barn raising. That was a lot of fun, and all the Amish food, and they had like homemade ice cream and homemade apple cider, which was so tasty, and all the different fixins and things. And they had a little, like a petting zoo. You could pet the ducks and the dogs, and we had a lot of fun.
You've landed on one of our favorite subjects, Dee.
Oh, yes, and they have a beautiful angel food raspberry.
I need that.
Oh, it's so good.
I actually need that. Okay, go back to your article.
We all do. Yes. I chuckle when I hear that name. Growing up in southern Minnesota, I loved to visit the farm, which was located next to Johnny and Lizzie Yoder's place.
Hmm.
My grandparents' house was on the edge of their acreage, right next to the field where Johnny could be seen planting, plowing under weeds, or harvesting. He always had a friendly wave for us, and as we stood by the fence, we could see Lizzie waving a white dish towel to announce mealtime. The same thing Grandma was doing on the other side of her house to summon Granddad from the field. The Yoder's oldest child was a beautiful little blonde girl named Mary Dan, a name that fascinated me, as did Yoder, a name I had never heard before, and wouldn't again until I moved to Illinois.
Where'd you move to? We got to get Illinois mentioned. And our Indiana listeners, we got to honor them, too.
We'll drive her over there, don't worry.
That place with no hills and natural water. Johnny and Lizzie were Mennonites, something else I hadn't heard of as a child. I knew about Lutherans, Methodists, Presbyterians, and Catholics, but not Mennonites.
Hmm.
As I grew older, I learned more about Mennonites and met many, but I never met any other Yoders until later. A few years after moving here from Minnesota, I met a young woman with the last name Yoder. I was so excited to ask her whether she had any relatives in southern Minnesota because I knew someone there named Yoder. I wondered why she looked at me so strangely. Not long after that, I met someone else named Yoder. And then someone else. And later someone else. I discovered that Yoder was as common here as Anderson is in Minnesota. But I'm also happy to report that there is nothing common about, again, Yoder's Kitchen in Arthur, Illinois. It really is a wonderful place to visit. But you probably knew that.
Mm, Marianne, I think we're going to have to do a road trip down there some of our staff.
We are. I think that has to happen.
And I have to do a shout-out for Yoder's because they carry our beloved Prime Life Times publication. Yeah. I think they go through probably 200 to 400 every month.
Wow.
And they have our Tootsie Pop display stand. We have actually a stand in there where we have two of the Tootsie Pop displays.
Great.
So we go probably through 100 or, well, I'd say probably 200 Tootsie Pops a month because we usually have to refill it at least one time. But
does that remind you of Mr. Owl? Yeah. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Oh, that's great.
Those
that's
are
great.
The old commercials. You'd have
never
to,
a dull moment.
Okay,
so back to, Yoder's, it's a great place.
It sure
yes,
is.
Yes, it is. But back to fall decor. In the townhouse Mom and I shared, we stored seasonal decorations in the basement, which meant another grandson, Colin, hauled them upstairs for us several times a year. Then, after I downsized, the decorations were relegated to the garage, some of them too high for me to reach.
Yeah, we had that whole story how it fell down.
Oh, yeah, another article.
Yeah, that was
great.
A good one. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a big bang. Enter grandson Cole, just the right height. He is a wonderful and willing helper. Again, except for our differences about the dates. And I am blessed at Christmas, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, July 4th, and fall, to mention a few seasons.
And for the listener that's not familiar with your gift of hospitality, how she decorates
I know,
for all
I love
those
it.
Seasons.
The table, and, the tree, everything.
Yep,
everything.
And you can also decorate a large space and a small space.
Yeah, you can.
Either one. Doesn't make any difference. Of course, it takes fewer decorations in a small space, but who cares? Colin went out of state for college, but Cole stayed here, for which I am thankful. However, graduation looms in the near future. I could be in trouble. The only two grandchildren left at home are shorter than I am.
Oh, dear.
And I don't think either of the girls will be getting much taller. My troubles aside, as you decorate, I wish for you to be blessed with grandchildren who, despite any differences of opinions with your dates, will still help with hauling decorations every season.
Oh, copyright D.A. Cheshire. Award-winning writer
She's
D.
She's what?
Award-winning.
A what? Award-winning, yes, we know that.
Award-winning Minnesota-based transplant to Central Illinois, writer D, directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir. And you can email her at dannecheshire@gmail.com.
And that's dannecheshire@gmail.com. dannecheshire@gmail.com. She's a keeper.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I love it. I love it.
I would hate to have to move back to Minnesota at this age.
Yeah. I don't think you'd have Cole and Colin wanting to help you much. They want you here. Your grandkids love you being here.
I did spend some time in Minnesota, though.
Oh, yeah.
A couple
recently.
Weeks ago.
You said
yes.
That.
I received a trip to Minnesota as a birthday present.
Oh, from your kids.
Mm-hmm. And it was lovely driving up there. Though Lucy kind of wondered about, in total, because we visited my hometown, too, 23 hours in the car.
Oh.
But she did very well.
Okay.
Marianne, did you get a postcard?
No.
I don't think I got a
I don't think
postcard.
I did.
Did she return with any kind of, like, bakery gift or
I
anything?
Think you're terrible.
I'll look, maybe she brought it in today.
Oh, that's just
you know,
awful.
Maybe it's on the counter in the kitchen.
You go down there to Yoder's, you owe her a gift card now.
Hey, we opened up with that Genesis 8:22, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
I love it. It just goes with this from, you know, because she's talking about fall here, and she says, I love spring, I love fall, but since we're in the midst of fall, I have to say it's my favorite season. And I have always thought that scripture was amazing, that God put that particular thing into effect. Not so much that scripture doesn't indicate that he put fall and spring in, but he put the two main seasons, the winter, the hot, the cold.
Yeah, and the fact that he says it will never cease. Because
exactly.
I know a lot of people say, well, we're heading towards this or the end times because... Mm-hmm. Only God's going to, no mankind thing can cause everything to cease.
He
Only
knows
God
that he's
will.
Yes, same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He knows it all about it. And it's amazing because it says seed time and harvest won't go away. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, we can't do certain things to disrupt, like, you know, the bombs in Ukraine is disrupting the grain harvest. Right. I'm not saying that. But he has put the forces of nature into effect.
Yeah, day and night, summer and winter, cold and heat, seed time and harvest.
Yeah.
We have a God that's in control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you bet.
Speaking of never cease, do you ever think about some of those things that we often think about with Christianity? Wow, how can that be? And one of the things I thought about lately was the words forever, eternal. Actually, they're wrong because there is no time in heaven. So how can we assign a word that means time to heaven, eternal? There's no time. Forever. There's no time. They're not going to exist there because there is no time.
Yeah, the words make sense to us because we think in terms of time, but it's very possible what you say is that from that perspective, a truer word or an accurate word would be timeless.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. Well, and that begs the question where children would say, well, who created God?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because he lives outside of time. I mean, it's a mystery. Yeah. And
or how can we live forever?
Yeah, yeah. He's awesome. He's all-powerful.
And he has the answers. Well, yeah. This body will be planted as a seed and raised in immortality.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, if you haven't picked up your copy of this month's edition of the beloved Prime Life Times publication, we service over 400 locations. You can pick it up free of charge. But better yet, if you want it delivered to your home, mailed to you, you can purchase a subscription, or for Christmas, or maybe for Thanksgiving, you can send it as a gift, just to send it to a friend or somebody who used to live in the area that wants to connect with some of the things happening in central Illinois or west central Indiana. You can stop by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and you can go to the subscription link. $30 gets you 12 editions whenever you want to start it, 12 consecutive editions, and it's a gift that keeps on giving for one full
year.
Yes, thank you.
What a great gift for people who can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many people that I used to ask, would you like a copy? And they say, oh, no, I picked up one already. But there are so many people that can't get out, and this would be a wonderful gift.
Well, I have an idea about gifts. Dee, I have an idea of how you and I can get our Yoder's gift certificates. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm going to make a kind of little shout out here. Holly, would you please have Mark get gift certificates for me and Dee to Yoder's? Now I've got the job done.
Yeah. Get Holly on it. And
I've
it's
got the job
done. And she delivers to Yoder's.
I know
she
does.
She's
and they can be from you because you can't seem to get down there and get them.
Yeah, once or twice a month. And they have that poppy seed dressing that's.
I don't want to say it's very tasty.
I haven't had that.
Green Mark poppy seed dressing.
Oh. Yeah. Holly used to do that, but I kind of OD'd on it.
Oh.
You have poppy seed too many times in a row, and it's like, I think I've had enough poppy seed for a while.
You're ready for some more
I'm
now.
I'm getting ready. Yeah, it's been a while.
It's good stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a great place, and a lot of good friends down there, a lot of listeners throughout the area. Dave Allen, in fact, that truck, the Great News Radio truck that I've driven for the last 3 years, he donated it to the station.
Oh, he
appreciate
did.
Him. In fact, I'll tell you a quick little story about Dave. He heard my interview some weeks back with John Wieland, who wrote the book Uncommon Threads.
Mm-hmm,
So he texted me. He said, I want to get 60 copies of that book to give to the people he works with. He's the president of Ag something.
Oh.
I forget. He works a lot with farmers and that whole trade. I'm way out of my league on trying
agricultural things.
So he wants to give the book. So I worked him and John connecting with each other. And John's going to actually be... John Wieland, my special speaker for the Ministry Leaders Network in 2 months.
I saw that. Yeah, that's great.
I'm excited to have John. I interviewed him some weeks back on his book, Uncommon Threads, Weaving a Life Through Family, Business, and Faith. In fact, we have some copies here available for a donation of any size if you come by the Great News Media Studio here in Champaign, or for that matter, at our Springfield station. So, in fact, in Springfield, next month in December...
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
We're going to have an open house Donna Leland for those 2 days. We're going to have cookie and cider. And I think on Saturday we might have Butch's world famous Italian beef, but we're going to have certain hours. I think it's like 11 to 3. Thereabouts, where both days, Friday and Saturday, Donna Leland and some of the staff, maybe some of the board members, and we'll have cookies. And,
way to go, Joyce.
So that's coming up.
Way to go, Joyce and Tim.
Yeah.
I know the way you worded that in the note to the staff was warm greetings and cookies and cider. I'm like, oh my goodness, how perfect for open house in December.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. I sent that out the other day just to get it on people's calendars. And in about a week and a half, we're going to have a newsletter assembly. They'll be announcing that a lot more, but I think Holly and I will drive in for that. We're going to put together the WLUJ newsletter that'll be going out and some fun announcements, and they're going to have an invitation in that newsletter for the special 2 day gathering to
come and visit. That's a very warm station to me. I love it. And have the cookies and the cider.
That sounds really good, but you know, it doesn't get that cold here in December.
Oh, gee. Oh, no. We're ending up where we started.
Yeah.
That it, no, it doesn't, like it does in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, let's hear from some listener mail, some of the comments that our beloved listeners throughout Central Illinois and West Central Indiana have to say about the ministry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ladies first.
Should I start?
Yes.
Well, this is actually to WLUJ from Steve and Dorcas. Then they talk about how they just enclosed their donation. And this is interesting, Mark. I did not choose this to go with what you said, but please be sure we're on the mailing address when you send out the next newsletter.
Okay.
So that's awesome. They want to be.
Yeah, they'll get that invitation in the coming days.
Well, I have one from Jen of Elliott, Illinois.
June. Sweet June.
And it's very short, but it's perfect. God bless.
I never get tired of hearing
that. Was there
that.
An exclamation point?
There were two exclamation points.
Okay. I always look for those.
I never get tired of hearing those words. Mm-hmm.
This comes from Robin from Mahomet. Enclosed, please find my check in the amount. And she gives a special amount in memory of my mother who passed away 2 years ago on October 7th. Miss her still every day.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Robin, for honoring your mother and your sweet donation. And thank you for your kind, encouraging words.
Mm-hmm. This is from Clarice at the Lincoln Correctional Center.
You know, Clarice writes us just about every month between WLUJ and
Great
News Radio. She's written both of us.
She's just been wonderful. I love reading her letters. To the staff of WLUJ, your radio station continues to be a blessing to me and to many others in corrections. Please continue to send truth throughout your network. And then she says, pray for me that I will represent the holy truth to lost souls.
Mm.
And then she talks about her offering. And please use it in the furtherance of the station. Please keep up the good job. Sincerely, Clarice.
Mm. Yeah, she's written many sweet letters and how important the signal is received where she's at. And she talks with other residents and how they're blessed through the programming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. This is from Rebecca of Jacksonville. And she says, thank you for the beautiful, inspirational music and reading of Word of God aloud.
Mm.
God bless each of you with two exclamation points. Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca. This comes from a couple from Macomb, Illinois, and on a little stationery, kind of a personalized one, a note from Robert, and it says, I have sold property and will commit to this amount November and December. After that, it'll be much less, but we appreciate, Bob, your most generous support.
Absolutely.
It seems like from Bob and Barbara from Macomb, Illinois. Well, together we do better. This is a radio ministry. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all of you that take time to write us to convey how God is using it to bless you. Keep writing us. Together we do better.
I like that.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.